在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
Health chiefs from 35 countries in the Asia-Pacific region opened their annual meeting in Hong Kong Monday, their first major gathering since the H1N1 pandemic was declared in June. High on the agenda for the delegates is how their countries can afford sufficient supplies of H1N1 vaccines to protect citizens, as the virus is expected to spread rapidly during the cooler season in the next few months. The WHO is concerned about poorer nations' access to the vaccine and has pledged to provide limited supply. The Philippines is expected to receive an initial 100,000 doses in a nation of 80 million people. China is relying on local vaccine manufacturers to meet demand. Singapore says it is buying 1 million doses from the manufacturer GlaxoSmithKline. Dr. Margaret Chan, the World Health Organization Director General, says early clinical trials that show that a single dose is sufficient to inoculate people from the virus is good news.
If confirmed, this finding will literally double the amount of vaccine available. Here is a big question. Will this result in more equitable distribution of vaccines? Let me assure you, I am pursuing this opportunity from several angles.
3 billion doses of the vaccine are expected to be produced annually. The United States, Britain, France, Australia, and 5 other nations pledged to make 10% of their vaccine supply available to other countries in need. H1N1 has killed more than 3,000 people worldwide since being identified earlier this year. Chan urged the ministers to continue healthcare reforms despite the global economic downturn. She says the H1N1 pandemic underscores the need for greater access to public health systems, especially in poorer nations. She said governments need to focus on making their healthcare systems more efficient and on providing basic care to all. Heather Bayron for VOA News, Hong Kong.